Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And also, you can catch us at our podcast at kxoradio.com. I was almost going to say our webcast. It's not our web.
No, it's a pod.
It's a podcast.
Good morning, neighbor. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Oh.
It is.
It is.
Hang on tight, though. It's going to get windy again.
I know.
So, welcome to Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in Imperial Valley. And we are blessed today with two guests. Which is, of course, means the microphone's dead in the middle between the two of them, and neither one of them are ready to talk. But we won't let that stop us. We never do. So this morning we have Susan Ireland and Alexa Garcia, and Alexa's a substance abuse counselor, and Susan's a smart recovery facilitator, and we're here to talk about smart recovery, which means we have an acronym rule here at Let's Talk About It. And SMART is indeed an acronym, so we have to start there. It's really where we have to...
Self-management...
Well, yeah, but no, you, without a microphone, you're absolutely deaf to the world. Yes.
It stands for self-management and recovery training.
Okay, self-management and recovery training. Whoa, that's a mouthful, huh? What is it for? What does SMART... Who uses SMART? What is SMART?
People with addictive behaviors, friends and family members use SMART. Everybody can use SMART. It's cognitive recovery, self-management, basically.
How did it come out? I mean, why is SMART here, and why don't we already have like everything we already need
to do
stuff like that?
How about this? Is it the same as the AA meetings or NA meetings?
No, SMART is not the same. We don't have steps to live or steps. We have a 4-point program, which is. Enhancing and maintaining motivation, coping with urges, problem solving, and lifestyle balances. And we work a lot with cognitive thought, with REBT cognitive thoughts.
Okay, so SMART Recovery is a support program, for people to self-manage, because that's like the S and the M of SMART, right?
Yes.
Self-management. Their own compulsive behaviors or other types of things. And typically when we think of compulsive behaviors, it jumps right to like substance use or you know alcohol use or other drugs or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Does that include gambling and
yes, gambling, enabling,
shopping,
sexual chips? Behaviors. There's a lot of different behaviors that are we consider them abnormal addictive behaviors. Gambling is a big one here in Imperial Valley. So is sexual behavior.
I bet gambling is.
Yeah.
So aren't they gonna build a casino still? Is that still in the plans?
Feed the beast, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They realized that there's a big group here of gamblers. Might as well get them to build a casino and ruin a lot of people's lives.
Well, only if through your self-management, that's where it takes you, right? I mean, ultimately, that's the difference between someone who engages in a certain behavior and someone who engages in a certain behavior to the extent that it becomes problematic in one's life.
Yeah.
And then they keep on going. And if they keep on going, well, then we've got people like you doing
SMART
recovery.
So this is an alternative to the AA and the NA meetings. Because a lot of people, the AA or NA, it doesn't work for them, and
it's like a 12-step program, and where with SMART we work with a whole bunch of problem solving. We give them a whole bunch of tools that they can use, not only for addiction but everyday life. Like I use cost benefits analysis with everything, or my REBT, ABC REBT.
What does that stand? The ABCs and
it's a
REBT.
Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy, Effective Belief, Activating Event Effective, or Belief, which is an irrational belief, and C is the consequence, basically.
So everything you can, you can apply that to everyday life.
And it's
life.
Like a 3-minute ABC that you can do, and it's like it trains your, or it changes from irrational to rational thoughts.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.